And let's head overseas next. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice heads for London today. She's going to meet with the King of Jordan. Rice is continuing efforts to smooth the way for an Arab-Israeli peace conference next month.
This is the most serious effort to try to end this conflict in many, many years.
But pulling off a successful summit would be a huge challenge. Rice's partners in this effort are Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, and both are politically weak and unpopular. Olmert is now the most investigated leader in Israeli history. He faces three separate criminal probes into alleged financial corruption. Those investigations threaten to overshadow the peace talks, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Big, complex issues loom over the November meeting in Annapolis. Borders, security, refugees, the status of Jerusalem. So it's tough work preparing for what could be the most substantive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in 7 years. But big distractions abound for Prime Minister Olmert. He was questioned twice for 4 hours last week by fraud police, looking into charges he illegally influenced the sale of the state's share in Israel's largest bank when he was finance minister 3 years ago. Then there are separate probes into alleged corruption when Olmert was trade minister and earlier when he was Jerusalem's mayor.
Investigations, some of them criminal investigations, definitely disable the prime minister.
Hebrew University political scientist Yaron Ezrahi says the corruption charges against Olmert make him incredibly vulnerable to attacks from the Israeli right wing and could undermine his ability to make the bold compromises necessary for any peace deal.
It will be a tragedy for Israel and for all the other parties, if because of the weakness of the prime minister, this moment will be missed.
The prime minister's office has dismissed the investigations as superfluous, but the corruption charges continue to cloud Olmert's political future and policies. Some in the opposition Likud party are calling for new elections. Even members of Olmert's own cabinet are cautioning him against conceding too much to the Palestinians in peace talks, especially on Jerusalem. Those warnings, combined with charges he badly mishandled last year's war with Lebanese Hezbollah, have left the prime minister with almost no political capital left to spend.
He's simply going into this process leading to the Annapolis Declaration when his gas tank is completely empty.
Dori Gold is a former Israeli ambassador to the UN and one-time advisor to right-wing leader Benjamin Netanyahu. He notes an important link in Olmert's own coalition. Members of the ultra-Orthodox Shas party have threatened to bolt if Olmert signals willingness to relinquish any part of Jerusalem to the Palestinians. Gold predicts that if Olmert does that, at Secretary Rice's prodding, his governing coalition will crumble.
If she pushes Prime Minister Olmert hard for a substantive declaration with details on core issues like Jerusalem, refugees, and borders, she may get the joint declaration she needs for Annapolis, but she will collapse the Israeli government.
Yet not every signal from the right is gloomy for Olmert. A key right-wing partner in his coalition, Avigdor Lieberman of the Israel Our Homeland party, voiced support this week for giving up some Arab neighborhoods on the fringe of East Jerusalem. Some argue that the current allegations against Olmert reflect a culture of corruption greatly worsened by the occupation of the West Bank. Israeli political scientist Ezrahi says the rushed effort to build Jewish settlements in the West Bank after the 67 war, often in violation of Israeli law, institutionalized corruption across Israel's political culture.
Informal support from various government offices, money under the table to the settlers with a wink. It permeated every level of Israeli society and government structure.
Despite the ongoing corruption probes, Prime Minister Olmert remains in control, his fragile coalition intact. A skilled political survivor, Olmert appears able to rebound from seemingly endless crises and criticism. But as one analyst asked, what's the price Israel will have to pay for Olmert's political survival? Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.